There once was a great teacher. A community heard of the great teacher and decided that they wanted this great teacher to come and speak to them. And so the great teacher decided to come. And on the designated day, the great teacher arrived and she opened her book and she said to the people, "Do you know what it is that I've come to say to you today?" And the people, thinking this to be an awfully simplistic question, said, "No." Well, the great teacher closed her book and said, "Well, then I will not waste my time on such an ignorant group of people." And she walked away. The community was a little shaken, but not disheartened, because they believed that the great teacher truly had something wise to say to them. So they invited the great teacher to come back a second time. And so on the designated day, the great teacher came back, opened her book, and said to them, "Do you know what it is that I've come to say to you today?" And the community, learning from their previous mistake, said, "Yes." "Well, if you already know, then you don't need me," the great teacher said, and closed her book and walked out the door. At this point, the community was very baffled. But they truly believed that the great teacher had something wise to tell them. And they decided to invite the great teacher back a third time. And they must have been a United Methodist community because they appointed a committee to decide what to do in response to the great teacher when she came. And that committee came up with a plan, and they decided to implement that plan for the third time that the great teacher would come. So on a designated day, the great teacher came, opened her book, and said to the people, "Do you know what it is that I've come to say to you today?" And the right half of the community said,
"Yes."
And the left half of the community said,
"No."
The great teacher said, well, the half of you who know, please tell the half who don't know, you obviously don't need me." And she closed her book and left. The community was stunned. But they truly believed that the great teacher had something wise to tell them. And so they decided for a final time to invite the great teacher to come back. So the great teacher came and opened her book and said to the people, "Do you know what it is that I have come to say to you today?" And the room was hushed and still. After a long silence, the great teacher said, "Good. Because now we can listen, and we can speak, and we can reason together. I believe, brothers and sisters, that there is a great teacher among us today. A great teacher who is the Holy Spirit of God, who on this spiritual gift Sunday is here to tell us something great and wise. And far be it from us to get caught up and muddled in our own intellect and in our own speaking, and in our own noise, to forget to listen to the still small voice of God as the Spirit comes to show us what our gifts are for ministry. And so today, we've taken some liberties in the order of worship today. You won't hear a sermon from me. Instead, we'll be doing a lot of singing, and a lot of praying, and a lot of reflecting on what it is that God has created us to be. Later on in the service, we'll be taking a spiritual gifts inventory. It'll take 15 to 20 minutes, and that will be the bulk of our service this morning. But I do want to mention to you that please enter into this service this morning listening to the Spirit of God, because the great teacher is among us.